Welcome back, everybody, to Prescribed Truth. On today is Resurrection Sunday, but Joe Biden decided that he want to make this day about the transgender people. Let's take a listen.
The big story tonight, backlash building over President Biden's proclamation of Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. The Empire State Building in New York City will be lit tonight in pink, white, and a light blue for the transgender flag. And Christians everywhere are outraged. Fox News correspondent Lucas Tomlinson is live at the White House with new reaction. Lucas.
Well, Alicia, Republicans are blasting President Biden over designating his proclamation, designating March 31st the Trans Day of Visibility, which this year happens to coincide with Easter. President Biden marking the solemn occasion on X, posting, quote, "Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you, you are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity. Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection this Easter Sunday." Now, the Trump campaign responded.
What we have here, guys, is what we already know, is that our culture is godless. Our culture finds many, many ways to act as if God don't exist, as if God doesn't matter. Finding ways to shake hands with the world and finding other ways to distance themselves further and further away from those who are God-fearing. And in this instance here, it happens to be Resurrection Sunday, or Easter, if you will, on March 31st. Now, I would grant it that it's not every March 31st that is Easter. But look at this. Look at the agenda at play. That you choose this day, on this day, to decide that this is what you want to make March 31st. He did, you know, and to be fair, it's not that they're trying to make Easter every Easter this day for transgenders and their visibility, as if we don't already see them, as if they're not already prevalent in everything, in our ads and everything else. They're there. We see you. And he's not wrong in saying they're made in the image of God, just like the rest of us. We're made in the image of God, and we do deserve dignity and respect. And along with that dignity and respect comes love. And in love, we tell them the truth, that because they're made in the image of God, you should not try to change how God has made you. Let me say this too. I did think it was contradicting to tell transgender people that they're made in the image of God and they deserve dignity and respect when the transgenders want to change the image that which God gave them. So yes, they are made in the image of God, but he made them as they were before they decided to make whatever changes they decided to make. So yes, and you know, this is not to be insensitive to them, it's the truth, and we should be able to tell the truth in love with dignity and respect. I just thought it was just what made this outrageous is the fact that this agenda allowed him to do this on this day. He could have waited a couple of weeks from now and said, hey, you know what? From now on March 31st, we're going to announce this to be Transgender Visibility Day. But no. He wants to do that now. And he knew, he had to know, the people who hold his campaigns and everything else, they had to know that this was going to cause an uproar, a stir among the Christians. But he's not trying to appeal to the Christians. He's trying to appeal to transgenders. And this is what he did to appeal to them. And hopefully those who are transgenders can see that this was just a ploy to get y'all to vote for him. You know, it's not that he really cares. It's not that he really see you. It's just that he wants you to vote because, you know, that's how it happens during election season. They try to lift up the side that they're trying to get votes. And that's what they do.
Now, House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday, quote, "The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, banning sacred truth and tradition while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people are taking note." Now, Georgia's Democratic Senator
Now, before they get to this false preacher and false teacher, Raphael Warnock, yes, they did this on Easter, and it is abhorrent that they chose to do this on Easter Sunday. You knew what you were doing. Y'all knew what you was doing. You're trying to play us, but we ain't fools. Come on now. And so we just have to recognize these are the games. These are the games. All right. and they're going to continue to play them games. But what we need to do is be ready, guys. Be ready with the sword of truth. Be ready to stand on our faith, because this culture is finding more and more ways to try to push us out. And it's okay. The Bible tells us that's what's going to happen. So we just need to be prepared for it mentally. Let's continue to listen, because outside of Biden and his announcement, we got professing Christians who are pastors who don't see nothing wrong with this. Let's continue.
Raphael Warnock, who's also a reverend, disagrees.
Apparently, the speaker finds trans people abhorrent. And I think he ought to think.
I can't stand that. I can't stand when people do that. Like, the speaker did not say that he finds trans people abhorrent. That, I mean, as a Christian, as a professing Christian, why would you blatantly lie? I don't understand it. Just to push an agenda. And for him, just so he can kiss behind. That's what it is. You know, he don't want to lose his place. And so, hey, I'm going to kiss you behind. Why? Why go that deep? I mean, you just say, hey, I disagree with them, and I just think they ought to have this day and move on. Don't say, well, I guess he finds transgender people abhorrent. That's not what the speaker said. The fact that they chose this day that's set aside for the resurrection of Jesus to be the announcing of the Transgender Visibility Day. No, that's what's abhorrent. And so, no, trans people aren't abhorrent. What they do is abhorrent. I will say that. The fact they want to mutilate their bodies is abhorrent. The fact that they despise the way God made them is abhorrent. But they themselves as human beings, as being made in the image of God, having worth and dignity, no, they're not abhorrent. But what they do, what they believe, is abhorrent. Yeah, and choosing this day to decide you want to make that announcement is abhorrent. And you as a Christian, Raphael Warnock, ought to understand that. You ought to. I don't understand which Bible you have. It can't be the King James. It can't be the ESV. It can't be the NASB. It can't be any kind of version of the scriptures I've seen that have been printed. Not even the NIV. Matter of fact, I don't even think Reverend Warnock uses the Message Bible. He can't. Because somehow he doesn't understand what's wrong with all of this. I don't get it. Just don't get it. It's sad. It really is sad, because he has people following him. And this, and then he gets on a public platform and this is how he acts. And, you know, I've been over Raphael.
Think about that. The fact of the matter is, as you said, March 31st has been a day to lift up transgender people who endure violence and bigotry. Easter, the date changes every single day. But this is just one more instance of folks who have.
Next year is not going to be on March 31st. Yes, that is very absolute. That's true. It's not going to be on the March 31st next year and the year after that. Matter of fact, I think it says it's going to be quite a few decades before we see another March 31st as Easter. But still, whenever it does fall on that day, if the Lord delays his coming, we will still have a day that's supposed to be split between celebrating the resurrection of Christ and transgender people. What? What? But still, on the day of Resurrection Sunday, you make the announcement. That's the slap in the face. That's the I don't care about y'all. And then he makes a tweet saying, hey, to all you Christians who are celebrating resurrection, celebrating Easter, happy Easter to you. And guess what? About to slap you in the face by saying today is also Transgender Visibility Day. So take that, Christians. Yeah, it's wild. This culture's wild. We live in it. Anyway, let's continue.
And before we get started, I do want to let everyone know we have heard from the White House on this. White House spokesperson Andrew Bates issuing a statement saying, quote, as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Sadly, it's unsurprising politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. President Biden will never abuse his faith for political purposes or for profit. Now-
but yet he will. He said he won't, but yet he will. Because he says he won't abuse his faith. But you notice that in his tweet to Christians, he said, oh, for all you Christians, not himself included, for all you Christians celebrating this day, you know, hope is, you know, basically, you know, well wishes for you, for y'all. It wasn't like he was making a post saying, praise God, Jesus rose. He rose. He is risen. He's risen indeed. No, that wasn't his post. It was just, hey, to all your Christians, you know, have a good day. But transgender people, we're making today your day. We see you. I see you. That's what we got. That's what we got, folks. A blatant slap in the face from our president because he wants to let us know that he doesn't care what the Christians think because you know what? He's going for everybody else's vote. But even with all that said, guys, happy Resurrection Day. Praise God that Jesus has risen from the grave on the third day. Early one Sunday morning, he rose from the grave. Praise God that stone was rolled away. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection. Hey, I hope that your Resurrection Sunday was good despite this bad news. I hope your Resurrection Day was filled with joy and contentment in the Lord despite this bad news. Because you know what? Even though we have all this bad news, there's still good news. And that good news is that though we were sinners and though we were dead in our trespasses and in our sins, Christ died for the ungodly. And not only did he die, he rose. And because he rose, you and I too can have life in him for eternity. That's good. That's good. So remember, in this world full of errors, the only thing that the doctor prescribes is truth. Blessings. Now, I just want to know, do he see us? Do you see us?